Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine, the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
And welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. This is podcast number 75. So welcome to the podcast. Today we are going to be talking about courage. But for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dr. Delaine Vaughn. I am the host of this podcast. I have a business called Delaine MD where I help professional, high-achieving, self-reliant diabetics who are in the prime of their life fix their health. These folks are sick of being sick. They're sick of the medications. They're sick of the needle sticks. They're sick of the healthcare system in America and what it offers to fix their diabetes. And they're worried that life is passing them by while they're sick, and they're ready to start living a naturally healthy life. That's what I help them do through my business, Delaine MD. So this podcast is really where I take the opportunity to teach everybody kind of the skills and the tools that I teach my clients how to live naturally healthy lives. So that's what this is about. This week, we're talking about courage. Next week, we're going to be talking about exercise. So stay tuned for that podcast next week. But this week, we're going to talk about courage and why it's so important. If you think about courage and what it is and see where you have used this. Oh, by the way, if you hear noise in the background, that's because my house is under construction. I'm trying to use a mic so that it captures more of me and less of the background noise, but bear with me. I apologize. So courage is so important because really anything that you get started doing in life, starting always takes courage. Times that you may remember, and maybe you didn't name it as courage, but you definitely probably exhibited some courage when you were going from elementary school to middle school, when you were going from middle school to high school, when you were going from high school to college. Each of these steps really took courage. I can remember leaving one of my oldest kids at college for the first time and like unpacking all of her dorm stuff and then being like, see ya, bye-bye, have fun, not too much fun. And realizing that she was going from living in our home to living on her own in a place where she knew a very small number of people. It was a state school, so there were some friends from high school there for her, but there were a lot of people she didn't know. And just that learning how to navigate. I remember going to college and learning how to navigate like the campus and just the different things that were there. Like, where do I go to get food? Where's the nearest bathroom? Where's my class? Where's my next class? Where's the library? I mean, it was just all new. I can really remember when I started medical school, I was the first in my family to go to college. I had aunts and uncles that had went to college and some of them had went on to like master's programs. But I was from my grandparents and my parents, I was the first one to go to college. Much less to go on to a graduate school, go on to a, you know, higher education. I can remember going to medical school and like really not having any idea of what to expect. It was in a town that I had never lived in before. It was on a campus I'd never been to before. And it was with, I would say, I mean, I started medical school with about 175 other people, and I probably knew 10 of them. So it was really, there was a lot of unknowns going into that for me. And I would not have called it courage at the time, but it totally took courage for me to take that first step and walk into that incredibly large study, that large lecture hall. There are probably a lot of times in your life that you have utilized courage and maybe just didn't recognize it as that. Anytime you start a new job, again, it takes courage to show up for the first day and really not know what you're doing. You're starting something you haven't done before. When clients start with me, it takes a ton of courage. They're trusting someone who has an approach they typically have never tried for fixing their diabetes, right? So the question always like, so we're going to work on my thoughts and that's going to fix my diabetes. Are you sure about that? Say what? I'm not so sure about that. There's a ton of question about whether that's going to work. And it takes a huge amount of courage for them to take that initial step. It also takes courage to keep going. My clients find that their expected path is not the path that they actually end up on. It's never what they thought it would be. There are twists, there are turns, there are highs, there are lows, there are ups, there are downs. And you never know when they're going to show up, right? Our brains want to immediately, and this is where the thoughts become so important. Our brains want to make it mean clearly there is a problem here. We must fix the problem. We must abort this plan and do something different, right? It takes courage to stay the course, even when our brains are making it mean something is wrong. And then my clients all find that once they get to their health goals, they're never in the place they thought they would be. Yes, they're healthy, but the path there was way different than they ever imagined it would be. And it takes courage to maintain. Because of the unexpected turns and twists, you never end up in the orientation that you thought you would be in, right? So it takes courage to stay that course because now you have to maintain health with a skill set that was not what you thought it would be. And so there's this unknown and it takes courage to continue and to figure out what does maintenance look like because it never usually looks like what they thought it would. So I'm going to try not to get choked up here because we're going to be talking about Marines, right? As many of you know, one of my children is a Marine. And as many of you may know from previous podcasts, we use colorful language in our house. So that's when I usually talk about my son being Marine. But I want to talk about what it is to be courageous, because I will tell you what I thought it was when I was younger. I thought it involved certainty and I thought it involved never experiencing fear. And as I've gotten older and I've dug into what courage really is, I realize it's actually not knowing. Sure as shit, it's not knowing what's happening. It's not knowing the path. And it's moving forward despite not knowing and not having a path clearly set for you. So again, I really thought that it was never being afraid, but I think the Marines actually describe courage in a way that I love the most, that I found that I love the most. So courage is a core value for the Marines. So they spend a lot of time teaching the new Marines about this. And anytime you look up much about being a Marine, courage is a huge part of that. They describe courage as the mental, moral, and physical strength ingrained in Marines that sees them through the challenges of combat. It's the mastery of fear and the ability to do what is right, to adhere to a higher standard of personal conduct, and to lead by example and make the tough decisions under pressure. It is the inner strength that enables a Marine to take that extra step. So these, like, I really love. It inspires me every time I read it. It brings tears to my eyes because this is the key. This is the key descriptor of courage. It's not knowing. It's being uncertain. It's not seeing clearly what the path is and then taking the step anyway. How do the Marines do it? Like, how do our Marines go out there and do this? It's because they're trained. They're excellently trained. They have 13 weeks of basic and then weeks and weeks up beyond that of more training. They're trained to evaluate data that they have, what they have in front of them, and then make an educated decision about the next best step for them. And this is what I teach my clients. When clients come and they work with me, they learn the science behind their diabetes, and then they learn to apply that science. And then when a glitch comes up, they simply evaluate the data. They see what they've been doing. They see the things that they could do differently. They make a decision. They execute the decision. They see what the results are from that choice. And then they evaluate the new data. And then they make their next move. It's really that simple. You have data, you evaluate it, you decide your next step and you do it. You take the new data, you evaluate it, you decide your next step and you do it. It's that simple. But it truly does take courage because you don't know. We all want to know. We feel good in knowing. Courage is taking the step even when you don't know. So if you have the courage for the next step and you want to get started fixing your diabetes and you want to see what my program is about, send an email to Delaine@DelaineMD.com and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.